BYU QB Jay Gretzlaff accused of rape, strangulation and shocking lawsuit. By Dylan Gwynn on May 22, 2025. Brigham Young University, BYU, quarterback Jay Gretzlaff faces allegations that he raped, strangled, and bit a Utah woman in November of 2023. The suit further states that police in Provo, Utah, were uncooperative in investigating the alleged incident. The Provo police dispute that claim. In a lawsuit filed on Wednesday, the woman accusing Gretzlaff, identified as Jane Doe AG, claims that Provo police told her not to press the case, since sexual assault victims never get justice. A year and a half after the rape and strangulation, Jane Doe AG continues to experience extreme post-traumatic stress disorder and other trauma symptoms as she works to process what happened and move on, the lawsuit states. Gretzlaff's attorney, Mark Boat, says he looks forward to establishing his client's innocence. "We look forward to proving that innocence," Boat said. "Jake's focus this year will be on football. We don't try cases in the media, we will respect the process and establish Jake's innocence through the judicial system." The suit claims that Gretzlaff and Doe met online in October 2023. In November 2023, the suit states, Gretzlaff invited the woman to his home on November 22. The woman reportedly came to the quarterback's home with a friend, who left later. After the woman's friend left, she claimed she and Gretzlaff began watching a movie together, and things intensified. At some point, they began to kiss, but Jane Doe AG did not want to do anything more, the lawsuit claims. Gretzlaff began escalating the situation, and Jane Doe AG tried to de-escalate the situation and attempted to slow things down, trying to pull away, and saying wait. She did not want to do anything sexual with him. The suit states that the woman told Gretzlaff no and attempted to leave, at which point the quarterback allegedly put his hands around on her neck and raped her. "It hurt so bad and caused so much pain that Jane Doe AG passed out," the lawsuit claims. Jane Doe AG remembers tears rolling down her face as she fought to breathe. A rape kit was reportedly used, and the photographs of the woman's injuries taken. The suit states that Doe did not report Retzloff's name when she initially reported the incident to Provo police. It wasn't until later, when the police asked for her alleged assailant's name following a complaint against a football player. At that point, Jane Doe AG shared Retzloff's name, and the Provo police then encouraged her not to do anything because, as they claimed, sexual assault victims never get justice, the lawsuit states. The Provo police sharply dispute the claim that they encouraged the women to drop the case. "From everything we have reviewed, this is not true," the police statement says. "We have a team of dedicated investigators and victim advocates whose sole mission is to provide justice to victims of sexual abuse. They do not send people away, warning them there is no justice for victims." The police claim that a woman matching Doe's initials made a report on November 27. However, since she did not identify her attacker at the time, the police closed the case. "Our victim advocates followed up several times to offer services but received no response," the police statement says. "Because the civil suit does not identify the victim, we cannot be certain our police report is the same incident referenced by the plaintiff, but it does seem likely given the information we have." BYU says they are aware of the lawsuit in a statement made on Wednesday. "The university takes any allegation very seriously, following all processes and guidelines mandated by Title IX, the school said. "Due to federal and university privacy laws and practices for students, the university will not be able to provide additional comment." Gretzlaff threw 2,947 yards for 20 touchdowns and 12 interceptions in 2024.